The exhibit, titled Sober Journeys, includes graphic depictions of the damage alcohol can wreak, as well as hopeful images created by recovering alcoholics. The artists range in age from high school students to middle-aged prison inmates. Stories beside the artwork include descriptions of fatal drunk driving accidents and drunken crimes that ended in prison. Madison artist Stephanie Smith helped collect the pieces for the Dane County Coalition to Reduce Alcohol Abuse. She says they're meant to show us a side of drinking we don't see when we stop for a beer at our neighborhood tavern.
You don't see what happens down the road when people abuse. You don't see what happens when somebody's child is killed in a drunk driving accident. So this makes that visual, too. You see the other side of the culture. And what we're doing is we're kind of pushing back and having people see the other side.
One painting by a prison inmate is of a naked man sitting in a cell with his head on his knees and his arms wrapped around his legs. Edgewood College professor Judy Adrian helped gather the prison art. She says this one is a self-portrait of a man serving a life sentence for a murder he committed while intoxicated.
A man with difficulty hearing, put in a cell, no clothes, no anything, and allowed to stay there for days until he understood better what was going on. And this is just not a way to treat humans. It's not a way to treat mental illness. I think in 50 years we're going to look back and say, what on earth were we thinking?
Recent national studies find that 25% of violent offenders committed their crimes while under the influence of drugs or alcohol or both. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.